Clear Recovery is working with private property owners to house clients at a duplex just 2 blocks south of Logan High School on First West. The Sober Living Center would be located in a neighborhood which is zoned for traditional single-family use, a designation which also allows for up to 3 unrelated persons to live together in a single unit. The Sober Living Center plan came before the Logan City Planning Commission because Clear Recovery would like to have 6 people living in each unit. Michael O'Reilly is the executive director and owner of Clear Recovery.
We're desperate for housing. We have people that are living in their cars, living in hotels, living in homeless shelters. We have one that lives up in a tent up in the canyon. We've got to fix those things so they can really engage in treatment and bring their life to a different situation.
Our neighborhood has already got a lot of domestic violence and substance abuse, and we have a high rate of people that move in and out because it's not a favorable place to live.
That was Deneen Peck speaking at a Logan City planning meeting Thursday.
Even though that this is a positive thing that they're doing to create the sober home, in that area it's not a good place for it because it's just so close to small children.
Because of state and federal regulations, Logan City cannot prevent clients from moving into the duplex. But they can decide whether or not to approve a conditional use permit allowing for double the occupancy. Here's O'Reilly commenting before the Planning Commission's vote.
The drug addicts and the alcoholics that we're dealing with in the sober living homes aren't the ones you need to be concerned about. You need to be concerned about the ones that are already living in the neighborhood, in their parents' basement, in the shed in the backyard, and aren't getting the help they need. Those are the ones that are going out and doing these things that people are afraid of.
The Planning Commission approved the conditional use permit, allowing for 12 residents, based on the square footage of each unit and adequate bathroom facilities. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.